There is not much meaning to your cultivation if you just follow instruction without understanding. Ah, this statement, you all must understand. If you do without understanding, chances is you will not progress. You don't know what you are doing in the name of meditation. And you don't want to find out what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. And because of that, you just try your luck. Yeah. You just do and follow instruction, thinking that by following the instruction, you are doing the meditation. And what is often told to you is you do it long enough, you become enlightened. I mean, that statement is very difficult to understand, but it's a good way of convincing people. But if you do it with understanding, it's totally different. Means you have clear understanding of what this thing is, then you become very different. It's just like in life, you have a problem, okay? Okay? Then you want to seek an answer to that problem. Yeah. But you will admit maybe one teacher or one monk or somebody who can supposed to have the understanding to teach you. He said, meditate and your problem will be gone. But he doesn't even want to find out what is your problem, and he doesn't even have the understanding to explain to you what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. He just say meditate. Then he give you a series of instructions to do things, and you gladly believe that is meditation. So you haven't even find out what your problem is. How can you resolve your problem? That's why when you meditate, your understanding means you understand that you are seeking wisdom to liberate your mind, to free your mind. So whatever instruction they give you, it can lead to that, then it's well and good. But if just a series of instructions to do things, then you should inquire, what am I doing all this for? Even like anapanasati. But if they explain to you, this is to develop sati, so that you can have clarity of mind to observe, then to insight in the phenomenon and to then the whole thing link up, then that is what I should supposed to do. It leads to stability of sati, leading to apamada or heedfulness. And this is in the teaching. Okay, we go back. Yes, sir. So once you meditate understanding, you become different. You must understand why you bow. And what are you doing in the name of so-called meditation? That is, do not just follow the instruction to do a certain thing via any method or technique, etc., thinking that when you are doing all those so-called method and technique, then you are meditating. The real meditation as taught by the Buddha cannot begin unless one has developed the training of the mind to be heedful with sati or mindfulness within. The various objects of meditation used in conjunction with the various method and technique of meditation are only initial skillful means used to train the mind or anchor the mind so that it is not heedlessly lost in thought most of the time. The main purpose of the object of meditation is to anchor the mind so that one is always within the moment, mindful and aware of the object of meditation without thought. Once this training is done, the trained mind will become very quiet, very still, silent, without thought, with awareness within. And such a mind is a meditative mind. And such a mind can see things as they are without any concept, idea, or words. When the above is understood, then any method or technique can also be used to train the mind to be heedful initially. But finally, we need to develop the ultimate meditative mind with silent inner awareness, where the mind must have no dwelling, as per the Diamond Sutta. Then one must let go of the meditation object and silent one's mind to develop the more refined mindfulness within. It's like swimming. The float is like An initial skillful means means equivalent to your object of meditation to help keep one afloat. But as long as one still hold on to the float, then one can never understand the real swimming or the actual swimming. But to swim with the float and to swim without the float are two totally different experiences. So now you understand, huh?